Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Want to hear what you mob got to say? Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, as I mentioned, and it's a voice for our people, so do utilise it. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Let's open up the show with Fitzroy Crossing Warrumpi Band and keep the yarns going strong. Too deadly.
But I'll be going back again someday. If you see me on the track, way out west of Rabbit Flat, you'll know it's time that I'm a-gonna stay. Well, if you're ever hanging round in Fitzroy Crossing, when the people all come in at rodeo time, in from Nookumba, Derby, Luma, Christmas Creek, and you can bet the beer is flowing in the bar. Well, I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, and I'm thinking about all of those good times, and I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Remember me to all the people there, and thank them for the way they treated us every day. Well, I hope I can do the same for them somewhere, 'cause I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, and I'm thinking about all of those good times, and I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Yes, I left my heart behind in Fitzroy Crossing, and the memory's just too strong now to ignore. If you see me on the track, I won't be stopping at Rabbit Flat. You'll know it's town that I'll be heading for, 'cause I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, and I'm thinking about I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Yes, I knew that I'd be back again sometime.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Thank you.
home, sweet home. Out along the range where the wild flowers grow. Stop from bullfrog hole. Long tall grass is turning brown. Raging river slowed right down. Just a trickle in the sand. Take me back to the rich in the country, where the nights are so cold and the wild dingoes call. In the night, wedge-tailed eagle flies on high. White cockatoos hear those cries. We wagtail kites around. What a beautiful sound.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, we're living in a different world at the moment. We have the virus still upon us, COVID-19. The only vaccine we have is abiding by the rules, and that's keeping 1.5 metres away from each other, washing hand constantly. We need to do what we need to do. Thoughts are going out there to the mob down there in Melbourne, New South Wales. Queensland, we're doing good here, but let's not get complacent, you mob. Let's take it easy and respect the rules that are in place, and so we don't want a second wave. All right, let's talk about a new deal, a bold plan for Green New Deal for Cairns. The Green and Blue Economic Stimulus Package is designed to create jobs, new business opportunities and better protect the region's reef and rainforest with a series of shovel-ready projects. The stimulus package has been created following a collaboration between the Far North Queensland Tourism Businesses, University and Environment sectors. Key representatives from the consortium contributing to the stimulus package said in a statement that our industries, especially tourism, are suffering from the impacts of COVID-19 pandemic. pandemic and unemployment rates are soaring stimulously. And our World Heritage areas, which tourism largely relies upon, are also suffering. Lucy Graham, Director of Cairns and Far North Environment Centre, said the Great Barrier Reef has just endured its third mass bleaching event in 5 years, and the wet tropics just sustained one of the driest wet seasons on record. And this has compounded the economic hardship of our region. So this package is proposing the rapid creation of additional jobs and business opportunities to establish the economy by expanding successful environmental management restoration projects that are shovel ready, Ms. Graham said. We're going to catch up with Yarn now with Deadly Sister, come to join us here in the studio, Shiloh Villaflor, and she's the Aboriginal Carbon Foundation Regional Manager. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm really well.
Good, Shiloh. Good to see you, my sister. First of all, let the mob know your mob. Where are you from?
So my name is Shiloh Villaflor, as Trendy Trev just said. We've got lots of connections, but to TI and also up to Darwin. My great-grandmother was born up in a place called Brock's Creek near Pine Creek.
Okay.
So we're from up there. We've also got family down in Yarrabah. We're connected everywhere. We're big mob.
Big mob. Beautiful connection. So you're the Aboriginal Carbon Foundation Regional Manager.
I am.
How long have you been in that role, sis?
Just over 12 months now. Previous to that, I spent 20 years in Native Title.
Okay. And here in Cairns?
Here in Cairns, yep. And I worked in Cape York, so the 16 communities from Mossman to the tip of Cape York.
Yes.
With mainly my areas being Weipa and the NPA.
All right, fantastic. So we'll get on that topic very soon. So you, the regional manager for Aboriginal Carbon Foundation, tell us what your role is there and tell us about this fantastic package going on between the green and blue economic stimulus package.
So my role at the foundation is really to help create, sustain and support Indigenous carbon projects.
Yes.
And not just in Cape York, we also are in business with the Tiwi Islands. Mm-hmm. We're going to do work overseas. We've got lots of alliances with really exciting people coming up that will take us all over Australia.
Good.
Lots of exciting projects happening in the space of carbon credits.
Okay, so explain to our listeners and for the bally one here in front of you, carbon credits, how's that work and what's it all about?
A quick way to summarise it, because I really had to get my head around it when I came over, because I came from Native Title into the carbon space, so my head was spinning for a while. There's a really great video that that NITV does that breaks down carbon credits for community people. So if anybody ever wants a copy of that video to show to their communities, I'm happy to share that.
Sure.
But what it is, you know, traditional burning has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. Mm. So what it is if a wildfire goes through a wildfire, there are heaps of emissions that are let off because it's wild. Whereas if traditional burning happens, they're cool burns. So the emissions are less. Mm. So we have a report that we can run that shows the difference in emissions each year.
Yep.
So whatever the difference in emissions is per year, the government is per tonne.
Yes.
That you can trade them.
As
you can
dollars.
Trade the carbon credits, per tonne.
Okay. So that's a way of looking after the land.
Absolutely.
Looking after the atmosphere.
Yep, and they're getting paid to do what they've done for thousands of years.
Thank you, yes.
So it creates jobs doing what they've always done.
Sure.
But it also shows the way for the young ones coming up. They get to, you know, work on their country.
Mm.
You know, they get that sense of pride because they're taking care of their country, and it's providing a source of income for them.
And it's a big plus for the global climate.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Absolutely. The amount of emissions that can be saved by Indigenous burning would blow your mind, because they know how to burn coolly.
Yes. Yes,
yeah, so,
exactly.
And at the Carbon Foundation, because we've got social, economic and cultural credits attached to it, we get more per tonne for those carbon credits that goes directly back to the community they came from.
So we're talking big dollars, and we're talking the money going into the community.
Absolutely.
Traditional owners on their land.
Yep.
And they do with that money what they wish.
Absolutely. So we go in, we help them set up with the Clean Energy Regulator, which is the body that regulates it all.
Yep.
We help and support them through that, and then they can approach us to trade their carbon. So we trade on the market.
Okay.
So we sell to places like the National Australia Bank, to the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
We've got alliances with Taronga Zoo, you know, and now we're looking at individuals becoming carbon efficient.
Sure.
So we're looking at, you know, there's a couple of hotels here in Cairns that have approached us. You know, when you fly and you can tick that box that says carbon offset,
that's right.
which everybody should do.
Yeah, everybody should do. Yep.
Hotels are now looking at ways where when they check in, you can do the same thing and it makes your stay carbon neutral.
Okay.
So it helps lower your carbon footprint on an individual level.
Looking after the environment.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And so your job as the Carbon Foundation Regional Manager, so are we talking about travelling into the communities and dealing
Absolutely.
With the TOs? Yeah, fantastic.
Absolutely.
So you've still got a connection there because coming from 20 years working with Native Title.
Absolutely. And that was part of my reason for going over to the foundation. When I was approached for the job, it was a really good fit for me because I still got to work with mob.
Yes.
It's in my blood, so I didn't want to go somewhere where I was just pushing paper around.
Sure.
And Native Title, you know, whilst it's vitally important, it can only get so far. Once the land is back in the hands of the rightful owners, how do they then create an income source that keeps them on that country they've fought so hard to get?
Yes.
So when I was approached, what I like about the foundation is we go in and support them and then we trade their carbon and we give them a check.
Sure.
We don't tell them how to spend it. It's none of our business.
Well, exactly. Well, it's just like I use the example of you're doing a job, you get paid to do the job. Once you got your pay packet, well, that's your money.
That's exactly right. And, you know, these days of thinking that, you know, there's stupid blackfellas and we have to look after them is well and truly over.
Hello.
Once you set up PBCs and stuff, there's financial functions in place. There's boards that can talk about how the money's spent.
Sure.
It's not anybody's business outside of that individual community to talk about how their money is spent.
Exactly. And for the, the so-called negative people out there who hate the concept of black money, government giving out money to black people and they feel as though taxpayers' money, well, this is business, isn't it? Carbon Foundation.
Don't make me swear, Trish.
Yeah, thank you. So, but this is Carbon Foundation money.
Absolutely.
This is their own money.
Well,
for
it's
the work
not
that
our money.
Doing.
It's
no, but
them.
It's their money
Absolutely.
And the work that they're doing. So it's not government handed out.
No, not at all.
It's looking after the environment.
That's right.
And looking after their land and getting paid to do
That's
it.
That's right. And if they don't do the work, they don't get the money.
Sure.
So it's not a handout.
No, thank you.
That's
the
concept that, you know, people who have that opinion need to get rid of.
Yes.
Is just because you see blackfellas doing well doesn't mean it was handed to them.
Mm.
That's a, you know, that's a concept that is really outdated. And it's not just about the carbon credits and providing an income. With traditional owners, because they know how to burn the country, they know how to burn it to bring back flora and fauna
sure.
as well. It's not just about the carbon credits. So
method for their madness.
That's right. Yeah. So it's
well, it's not madness. It's a form of living on country and been doing it for 60,000 years.
That's right.
The professors and
that's
degree.
Right. And they know how to burn a particular grass so it brings back shoots. So you know the wallabies might come back to that area. It creates bush food streams. So it's not just carbon. From that, you can get tourism.
Yes.
You know, we've had people look at tourism ventures up in Koenyama where we do a project.
Okay.
You know, there's bush food opportunities where people are talking about farming bush food. There's all of these opportunities that are created from something Aboriginal people have been doing for thousands of years.
Exactly. That's so beautiful. So your connection there with Lucy Graham, Director of Cairns and Far North Environmental Environment Centre, and about the Green and Blue Economic Stimulus Package, you were approached by Lucy's organisation to be involved. And what's that create jobs?
It absolutely does. So when me with this. First of all, the work they do over there is amazing and they're so passionate about what they're doing.
Hats off to those guys.
Absolutely. And when they explained the green stimulus and the blue stimulus, what the green is looking after country and the blue is looking after the water.
The water, sea. That's right, yes.
So we work with Indigenous rangers.
They do both.
That's right. So the only people really equipped to look after those areas in community
are the professionals.
Are the professionals.
Which is the traditional owners.
The traditional scientists.
Yes.
So, you know, when you look at it and this stimulus package is about providing jobs.
Yes.
And new business ventures and, you know, all these new ways to do business since COVID. Mm. Especially for the young people coming through, you find often that they'll get this deadly job somewhere down south and they'll go down, they'll do it for maybe a month. They miss their mob, they go home and then they go back into that unemployment stream again and then the continuation of that welfare just continues on. This actually provides them a real source of providing, you know, maybe in their community a tourism business.
Yes.
a fishing business.
So a job could turn into a business on country.
Absolutely. Yes. And it sets them up long term.
Yes.
You know, and especially the rangers. Taking care of, you know, green and blue.
Yes, exactly.
And putting boots, you know, on the ground. And as the lady from the youth commerce said, fins in the water.
Fins in the water, beautiful, yeah.
And look, it takes care of the water as well as the people. It's working on country for our country.
Yeah, beautiful, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I always said you can't beat black on black when we talk about black
Absolutely.
People working on black country, their
Absolutely.
Own soil. I mean, that's the best fit, isn't it?
Absolutely. It just... On a soul level,
yeah.
It speaks better.
Spiritual.
Yep.
Exactly. And look, that's a good medicine, you could say, for our mob when we're living in this world, the 21st century. And, you know, the negative connotation that we get as black people just living in communities, doing nothing, spending taxpayers' money.
That's right.
Well, not the case. Here's
that's
the
right.
opportunity. Provide them work in their community, on their country, doing what they do normally and getting paid to do it. I
mean, that's right.
That's the best
that's right.
job in the world.
You and, know? You know, when we were talking about it, the government investment, it provides a platform for government to take real and immediate action and look at the possibilities and create possibilities.
Yes.
It allows Aboriginal communities to work, again, with our country, on our country.
Exactly.
So it provides government that platform to create real possibilities.
And being in control of their own future aspirations, so to speak, you know.
That's right.
Away from that that old phrase, tail wagging a dog.
That's
you know,
right.
When government or YTEOs controlling our people and controlling what they do with their money and how they live their, do their business on their own country.
That's
like
right.
Like I said, that's all gone and,
yep.
gone and dusted, you know.
And I loved about the stimulus package that, you know, the green and blue that's been put together is it's shovel-ready projects. They're
yes.
not going to sit around for the next 12 months talking because it also ties into the environment and we need to start working on that yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
This is shovel-ready jobs.
Yeah, beautiful.
So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
once the package is delivered... It's straight away jobs.
Yeah, sure.
It's
exactly.
not down the future where we're all going to sit around board tables
exactly.
and talk about it
exactly.
to death for the next
And you mentioned
months.
Scientists and what have you. I mean, scientists, archaeologists, you know, I was talking to beautiful Uncle Daryl Murgo, who was in the studio
family.
Here yesterday. Yeah, family,
family
connection, beautiful.
Yep.
And he's a got a Bachelor of Archaeology and Anthropology.
Amazing guy.
And he's talking about using that white piece of paper to what he does as a professor, as a black man, as
Absolutely.
A CEO working on his country.
And
Gugangi, you know?
That's right. And he's more qualified than most people. So he's got the white scientist... hat,
yes,
but he also has the Indigenous scientist.
Yes,
and
exactly.
neither cancels out the other.
No,
what
that's
makes
right.
him good is because he walks with both.
Sure, that's right, and a powerful educator for
Absolutely.
Government and non-Indigenous people of the world.
Absolutely,
you know?
And we need more people like him in those roles. Like you don't see
yes.
many when you walk into a room and somebody goes, "Oh, there's a Murray archaeologist."
Mm, yeah, yeah, no.
You know,
he's just an archaeologist. He just happened to be Murray,
right? Yeah. so know? he's creating. And especially for people underneath him,
yes.
he's creating a vision where you
yeah,
can look at him
exactly.
and go,
Empowered.
Well, I don't have to be A, B or C. I
yeah.
could be an archaeologist.
Yes,
and
exactly.
all this work in Native Title, and we've normally, you know, got anthropologists and different things that come from down south, get our mob into these, you know, these positions
sure.
to do that sort of work.
You mentioned, 20 years you was working in the industry as Native Title.
Yep.
So, educator, what's your thought as a 20-year experienced black woman working in that field? I always looked at Native Title as a sort of Clayton deal, a sort of deal you got that you haven't got a deal.
Yeah.
So you got the Native Title, but there's your land.
Yep.
Be given back to you, but
yep.
here comes rules that
That's
go with
exactly
that.
That's exactly right. So it's a real catch-22 for me because with Native Title, it's so important for people who are fighting for that Native Title. And some people have been fighting all of their lives and,
sure.
and they're elders now.
Who so, passed on during the fight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I've worked in Native Title so long, I can see elders who've sat in hundreds and hundreds of hours of meetings and then might pass away 2 weeks before
yeah.
they get that Native Title. So it
Well,
takes,
before they pass, they become a meetingologist.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
all they do is meeting.
We should actually coin that phrase and see if we can get a
yeah.
bachelor of something.
Thank you. There you go.
but sitting in those like it's so important to have that ownership on a soul level, on a spiritual level, connection. You see so many people displaced because they don't have that connection. So the importance of getting Native Title and owning and actually having somebody recognise that it's traditionally your country. It shouldn't even be a fight, but if it is, and then it's yours. Sure. So the native title is important, but then you get set up with these PBCs and stuff, and the money that goes into those, Canberra or wherever still has a say in all of these rules and regulations about how you can spend them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I worked so long, and
in some cases you can't even do business on that. On that land,
it depends. It's so different community to community. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and there's all, and it can be quite intimidating from someone who doesn't even live in the communities to look at all the rules and regulations and know exactly how you can move in your own community.
The so-called legal jargon.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that can cripple some people, and it doesn't provide the empowerment that it should. Like, they've got their country.
Well, their LAW rules over their LORE, so
that's exactly right.
Which and stinks.
That's exactly right. So when I Rowan approached me to come over to the foundation, and I had to go on and do a lot of research about the foundation and just find out what it was, what it stood for, all that sort of stuff. Because my dad worked in Native Title before me. So Native Title is a part of...
And Dad, big shout out, George Villaflor, and he's a lawyer.
Yes, so very proud of my dad. He started... Thapuntu here in Cairns.
Okay.
And then wanted to go back to law school. So he went back in his 40s because he had a family before 20. So he never got the opportunity. He had to go boiler making and all that sort of stuff to provide for his family. So he became a lawyer in his 40s and then sat the bar when he was 50.
Too deadly.
And at the time, he was one of the handful of Aboriginal barristers Australia-wide. So we're super proud of him.
So where's Dad based now? Where's he working?
He's in Canberra.
He's in Canberra. Big shout out.
Yeah, he's in Canberra and still get lots of phone calls from Cape Mob asking for advice and all that sort of stuff. So he's a shining light of the example. So Native Title, I kind of knew what Native Title was before I even knew what Native Title was.
Yeah.
So when I looked at leaving, working in that arena, it had to be the right fit. Mm. And then what I liked about the foundation is we go into communities, we help them set up the program that we need.
Mm.
We don't get involved in their fire burning because clearly we don't know how to burn their country.
They know their business. So,
and it's empowerment. Yes. We don't stand over the top of them and pass them a match and go, well, burn this bit. Or
no.
So we just help them set it up. They do all the burning. We trade their carbon credits to whoever.
And you come back with a check.
We give them a check. And whoever owns the land gets a check. And we don't interfere whatsoever in how that money is spent.
Different to Native Title that you've been in 20 years. Here's your block of land, but here comes rules.
Yes.
Can't do
so
this,
that
can't
was
do that.
Why it was a great move for me, because being involved in getting Native Title for people was... Oh, it's just the best feeling to be there to see them old people have ownership.
Sure, but then disheartening because the rules that come with it.
Yeah. That's why I think I'd become kind of a bit disillusioned as well. That's why I needed to find something to regain that passion and all that sort of stuff. And thankfully I found a really great fit.
Well, here we are. And as we mentioned to our deadly listeners who just tuned in, Trinity Trip, Murray from Recovery, having a deadly yarn here with Shiloh Villaflor. She's the Aboriginal Carbon Foundation Regional Manager. And we're just talking about her 20 years with a Native Title, and talking about the difference in what she's doing here in the position, loving her role, 12 months into the role. But like I said, it's giving the community TOs a check.
Yep.
And then they go ahead and do their business.
That's right. And it's empowerment.
It is.
And it's relationship building.
Yes.
So one of the things that I loved about working in Native Title was the relationship building that I did. So I got to sit in people's living room when a baby was born, and by the time I left they were going to high school and becoming mothers and themselves. And I always had babies hanging off every hip in the NPA.
At the meeting.
And the NPA was like my second home.
Beautiful.
Because of, as you know, Robbie Sarley, who was, you know, my brother in every sense of the word. That sense of relationships and stuff through him, all of his mob, they're my mob and I'll have them for life. So I needed and wanted something that retained those connections. Mm. So when we go in and work with people, we give them the check, but if they want to call us for help, they can call us
anytime. Doors
anytime.
Always open. Yep.
That's right.
What I'm picking up as well, Shiloh, in regard to the Carbon Foundation, giving out checks for carbon credit is what you're saying.
Yep.
To me, we're talking about a royalty residual income here.
Oh, it's
as long as we've got land,
absolutely.
As long as we've got the burning of land,
and it has to happen every year.
Yep. It has to happen every year.
Yep.
So that's fantastic. When you look at business people of the world, they build businesses eventually to have, if not sell the business, and sit pretty with the finances.
Yep.
You know, if not have a business that creates passive ongoing residual income, willable to your children.
That's right.
That's the ultimate business And that's what we're talking about here.
Yep, and it's providing empowerment and money to... They've been doing this for thousands of years.
Yes.
And now they get paid to do it.
Yeah, beautiful.
For them, it hasn't changed. The importance is still showing them younger ones coming through and, you know, because when you do traditional burns and you go there and you see them do it, not us, but you see them do it, they got little pickaninnies with them. Yes, they got families out there cooking and eating. You know, it's a real
community.
They're
in the school of life. They're their university, so to speak.
That's right. And also there's such a push now from the government because there's the Paris Initiative where they want to, by 2030, drop the environment temperature by, it's either 5 degrees or 2 degrees.
Yeah.
So there's this big push.
Sure.
So there's lots of support for...
Sure.
What traditional owners are doing.
And if Australian government's at the table regarding global climate... This is one of the tools
absolutely
that help them be at the table
absolutely
to tick the box, so to speak.
And it's the people fantastic who know the country the most. Look at the work Victor Stephenson is doing with the Fire Stick Alliance.
Big shout out Victor Stephenson with the fires. That's
huge
right.
Huge work. Yeah.
Exactly. And the fireys across this country are now conversing with
absolutely
TOs,
as they should have.
As they should have from day dot. Exactly.
You can't. You know. It should have been a collaboration right from the start. And that's the great thing about the message that he's putting out there.
Yes.
Is it's not one over the other. Everybody needs to work together.
Yes.
And it's caring for the country.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're on with that affirmation. Here we are, COVID-19. We are all in this together.
Absolutely.
We can use that same affirmation regarding looking after our country, looking after the globe.
Absolutely.
In regard to carbon credit.
And the Indigenous voice should have always been a part of the conversation.
Exactly. Exactly. And what I'm loving about, like I said, you mentioned a couple of times now that they're doing what they're doing on their country and been doing for 6,000 years. Now they're getting paid to do it.
Absolutely. And it provides them the opportunity to stay on their country.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and that message, working on our country with our country.
Yeah, exactly.
That, you know,
that's
that
powerful
connection.
That's beautiful.
And it keeps that, you know, that you see in communities with young people just becoming disillusioned, disempowered. This changes all that for them.
Yeah.
They've got that pride of looking after their grandmother's country. They can still earn a job. Like there's all these great things
but they're
that
doing the normal thing of life and they get paid to do it. That's like we're getting paid to drink water.
Absolutely.
We're getting paid to eat.
Yep. Yep.
Shampoo our hair. Probably bad example. I got no hair, but that's another.
I'll take that one.
Thank you. The fact that we keep doing something we have to do every day in our life and getting paid to do it.
Yep, that's right. And when companies, you know, buy the carbon credits with the Indigenous, with the cultural credits attached, you know, they're meeting like their reconciliation action plans.
Yes.
You know, so there's all these things that tie into.
Yes.
So put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Look, it's a beautiful ingredient, so to speak, a good business plan.
Absolutely.
But it's just mob on country, living their life and getting paid to do it.
Yep. And this program, the Green and Blue Stimulus Package,
yes,
absolutely supports that.
Good.
It's looking after the country.
Good.
And, you know, providing wildlife corridors and stuff like this that Indigenous people know about and they can be a part of it.
Exactly.
And
it was a smart move for them to contact you as in the Carbon Foundation Regional Manager.
I was really pleased that they approached us as
fantastic
well, because it's such a good program and everybody should be wanting to support it. It not only, you know, they're talking about 500 jobs being created from this stimulus package. 500 jobs.
Exactly.
Considering how hard COVID has hit.
Exactly.
And our young
to
people.
To all industries.
Well,
in this
and apparently up here, we've got one of the highest unemployment.
Hello.
Because we're so reliant on tourism.
Sure.
This package, 500 jobs.
Hello.
And it's not only just creating these new opportunities and jobs through this stimulus package, it's protecting the environment while we do it.
Yes. And with the amount of people losing their jobs because of COVID-19, here we have First Nation people getting employed on
that's
their
right
country, you know.
That's
so
right.
So that's got to help the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, the Green and Blue stimulus package just couldn't have come soon enough.
All right.
It's really exciting. So I hope people really get behind it and support it, because as soon as we heard about it, we were like, absolutely, we want to be involved.
Well, red, black and yellow with the green and blue.
Absolutely.
Good
absolutely. Absolutely.
My sister, beautiful talking with you. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you for asking me to come in. It's an important message. And, you know, when you see the Green and Blue Stimulus Package, please support it.
Beautiful. Now, also congratulations, Aka.
Thank you. I've got a gorgeous
too young
new grandbaby.
Grandmother.
Well, thank you. Oh, she's delicious. She lights up my entire life.
Beautiful.
My little Lulu. She's 7 weeks.
7 weeks, and your lovely daughter, good mother.
She is an amazing mum. I'm so proud of her. Yeah. It was a bit annoying to start with because I was like, oh, God, I hope she doesn't enjoy it because then I can have her. The baby can just move in with me. And then the baby was born.
That's adoption right there.
Well, I was in the delivery room when she had the baby, so I was like, I'm going to just grab her and tuck her into my shirt. And, but then the baby was born and she was this fantastic mother. But I have her every Saturday night, so I'm learning to share.
All the
but
best
congratulations to you as well.
That's right.
We're both new grandparents.
We are. I'm 4 months and loving that journey.
Oh, my God, it's the best. It's the best. I had no idea.
When
people said being grandparents is the best, I was like, eh.
Well, I'm a beautiful child. I'm nursing that beautiful grandchild. I'm thinking, gee, if I'd known that I'd have a beautiful grandchild, this would have been much nicer to my own.
Right.
Shall I?
Right.
Darlene, all the best to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there with Shiloh Villafour. She's the Aboriginal Carbon Foundation Regional Manager and fantastic and a proud proud black woman and a proud mother and grandmother as well. And also talking about the package, the stimulus package with the blue and green economic stimulus package. Fantastic, providing jobs for the mob, working on country. That's what it's all about. And we are all in this together is the affirmation we should be running with, and the same affirmation running with COVID-19. You mob, you are listening to National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation with the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the mob down there, based at BEMA, Brisbane Digital Media Association, and the team there as well. Too deadly. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Rosita rises slowly from the bed where she lays. Breathes into the mirror, clouding her face. Her long black hair is flowing down her back. She thinks about the days on the run when she was a lady, calling for the one who took her love just for fun.
Too Deadly, Rosita is that track with the Pigram Brothers here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416 with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry here at BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. We've got someone online, my brother. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, I listened to you talking, and I wasn't getting pissed off with you, Stu. I was getting pissed off with the government, brother.
Hmm.
Just a couple of days ago, Trump was beating his chest. He told how he was on the platform telling everybody, telling the world how he persuaded England to ban Huawei. Brother, ban Huawei, the Chinese mob.
Hmm.
I'll go back to, I think last week, the archives, they released information that it wasn't the Queen that backed Gough Whitlam, and the LNP were backpacking. But, and along with what I'm saying, I want to bring in Murray Allen, Landreth Law, in Cookie Marbo, and they were able to get land rights. You know, this is where mainland couldn't, and because mainland got a lot more to lose. And you know, hearing the vibes coming from the happiness, it's really good what's happening.
Yeah.
But bugger me, they went over WA with Native Title and they blew up the sacred site. That's not what pissing, only the thing that's pissing me off.
Mm.
But I often talk about a movie that's called A Falcon and a Snowman, and you could go on YouTube and see this fella, Christopher Boyce. It was before Julian Assange, it was before Snowden. They worked at Pentagon, these two blokes, and they went around the world. They were selling secrets. The Pine Gap was spying on them. And you know, remember when they renewed the lease for America to have extension on Pine Gap?
Yep.
And I was thinking along the line that what if Whitlam was going to give those people that own that land with Pine Gap, give them land rights, and you know, and they, and from what the movie was saying and what Christopher Boyce was saying, it was the Americans that had a lot of persuasion and getting Gough Whitlam, getting Gough Whitlam sacked, and in it too, it also tells of how New Zealand started printing the newspaper before he actually got sacked, because they get daylight before then.
Mm.
And their involvement of Whitlam losing his. Out of Whitlam came medical center, Black Theater, and legal aid out of Whitlam. And of course, they had a first Aboriginal delegate to go to China. There's two, I think, in 74 and 75, I'm not sure the year. But they started, you know, to negotiate for Australia to have the trade, because China traded with via Matassan. But the Black was a long time before these deals were done, when the two delegations went over there.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to voice that thing,
sure,
about, again, saying, even though it's really good, and we don't have a power of veto because of native title, I just want to voice my little anger, brother.
Beautiful.
Bloody native title, and it's not land right. But it's good that's happening, though, with all the stuff that... Just a while ago. Thank you very much, brother, for letting me have my little say, brother.
To Dilly. No, thank you, Sowan. Regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Sowan, have any say? And you can do the same by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, if you're on the shy side, we can hear from you by a text, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, got about 7 minutes left on the program, 11:53 in sunny North Queensland. So have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Pass on to me your knowledge and understanding. name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that choppy number again, 1-800-422-416, but you may have to call that number tomorrow. Murray going to sign off here. I thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. It's a one-hour program, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Queensland time, and that time has come when Murray going to say goodbye. But look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. COVID-19 is upon us. We need to do what we need to do to stay safe, your mob. And we'll yarn soon. Here's Yossi Yindi. Trudy, do enjoy.